Are you a whore or a vert? I just don't understand you, I spluttered in exasperation. I was recently in Melbourne, Australia, my childhood hometown, with my wife and kids visiting with family over the Passover holiday after a long 3-year hiatus due to the COVID restrictions. The object of my frustration was a dear uncle of mine who I love to engage in conversation with during my intermittent visits. He's a brilliant legal mind, widely considered to be the premier tax attorney in the country. In addition to this, he's also an accomplished investor with diverse and sizable interests, ranging from large agriculture and forestry holdings to the Australian film industry and anywhere in between. We were debating a particular topic, and for the life of me, I just couldn't see his side of things. It's okay that you don't understand me. I'm a horizontal and you're a vertical. What do you mean? I asked him. Well, you're a vertical thinker. You're curious and you like to go deep on concepts and fully understand an idea, its implications and possibilities, and that's okay. I, however, am a horizontal. I don't need to, nor do I have any interest in knowing more than is absolutely necessary, and then I move on. Well, how do you know if you're making good decisions? I pushed back skeptically. I don't. That's why I partner with horizontals. They're the yin to my yang and the impetus for my actions that I take. A family friend called me a few days ago looking for advice. He'd recently, after many years of gainful and steady employment, summoned the courage to venture on his own, and he was really struggling. Things were not going as easily as he'd dreamed of, and he found the financial insecurity of entrepreneurship testing the limits of his faith. He was highly anxious, and the stress of the unknown was wearing him down. I asked to see his business plan, and I immediately saw that it was ill-advised and poorly conceived. I asked him gently why he was starting this business, and he told me he was doing it for financial security, but that he wasn't passionate about the industry he was in, and he gained no sense of purpose from it. His passion was in another vocation, but he felt that if he spent his time doing that, he wouldn't be able to support his family. I reminded him that one could achieve great success in his area of passion, while thoughts of the conversation I had with my uncle sprang to mind. You're trying to be a CEO when you're the best COO a business could have. One is not necessarily better or more accomplished than the other. They both rely on each other's strengths, but you have to be honest and content with yourself and about who you are and the way you think. Get yourself the right partner and you'll have your cake and eat it too. A story came to mind which I shared with him about a man named Zusia who came to his mentor and lamented that he was not as successful as so-and-so and he wasn't as accomplished as what's-his-name and he felt lousy about himself. His mentor said to him reproachfully, Zusia, when your time finally comes and you face your maker in the heavenly court, they're not going to ask you why you weren't more like so-and-so or what's his name. They'll ask you why you weren't more like Zusia.